Our first guest today is legendary former Imagineer Tim Delaney. Tim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here.
I had an idea to redo the Energy Pavilion. So this was a high-speed flying ride that went into the inner world. It went to the nano world, and you see, we compress you in. And it was a ride that flew through that whole building. And I came down here and looked at the Energy Pavilion, and that building is enormous.
We have Don Dorsey and Mark Nichols.
I had brought a short clip to show you of what the Millennium might have been at Epcot had things gone according to the original plan. And this is what we call the crane show. When I saw this, I thought, I'll just wait this out.
So the tank is, it's 24 feet deep, it's 200 feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. The tank holds 5.5 million gallons, and there's another million gallons in the life support system. It was pretty complex. It was, but it made a great show. And we got a restaurant.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for October 10th, 2022. But before we get to those, we've got some new stuff from Carousel of Products at carouselproducts.com. Number one, we remade this shirt because they sold out and people kept asking. It's in a new color now. It's in black. But it's, if you think this is good, you should have seen Horizons. There it is. It's available, once again, $20. And also in honor of Epcot's 40th anniversary, we do have a brand new shirt, which is Set Sail for Tomorrow's Harvest, a celebration of listen to and living with the land at Epcot. You see there's a, back there used to be a narrating host on board, a spieler on board your boat. We have that represented and all this great art of the balloons and everything you know and love for the land. And on the front, you got the little land pavilion with that tagline. Again, both of these shirts, as always from us, only $20 each, available at carouselproducts.com. But like everything we make, limited quantity, and when they're gone, that's it. They're gone forever. So get yours now. Disney announced at New York Comic Con that the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind holiday overlay will include one custom song. The song will be inspired by holiday classics, but with new lyrics just for the ride. Concept art features a holiday remix cassette tape and Guardians-inspired holiday ornaments. This will be the first holiday season for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which has been randomly rotating through its soundtrack of several different classic 70s and 80s songs. The holiday version will only include one song instead of several. Holiday season at Walt Disney World kicks off November 11th. It's believed the Cosmic Rewind holiday remix will begin on that day. But again, holidays around the world doesn't begin until later that month. But we tend to believe it's going to begin again in earlier November. But we'll keep you in the loop as we find out more. The Zargnuts, not a thing I thought I'd ever say on this show, available at the Wonders of Xandar booth at Comic-Con New York 2022, have made a lasting impression with visitors, and it seems that this Xandarian delight will soon be available to more connoisseurs of galactic cuisine. In fact, it is rumored that it'll be available at Epcot soon. In fact, some of the Xandarians working the booth said that it should be available on Terra in the not-too-distant future. The bagged treat at the Comic-Con did say Walt Disney World 50th on the bag. So again, we assume that it will be available at some point in the future on the ride. You may recall, though, this is not the thing that Drax wants to eat on the ride. He wants cake, and then he wants toast, and then he's interested in some combination of the two, cake, toast, but that is not what will be available. Instead, the Zargnuts, which are what he settles for, once you start going up the lift hill, you'll see him eating them, is what will be available. On our latest stop into the Creation Shop, we found that even more Epcot 40th merchandise has been released. There's an Epcot 40 magnet for $11.99, featuring 10 current and upcoming pavilion logos, including the Play Pavilion and the Journey of Water. The magnet also features the Epcot 40 logo, as well as Figment happily grinning in a multitude of colors. The Epcot 40 mug is $14.99. It's a ceramic mug featuring, again, that Epcot 40 logo with a textured bottom reminiscent of Spaceship Earth. The back of the mug features, again, that same art from the magnet. Also in stock today was the Epcot 40 Spaceship Earth light-up figurine with Figment, but it sold out by the time we arrived. Luckily, I had ordered mine from Shop Disney. And also luckily, despite being ordered from Shop Disney, it arrived in one piece. So it's pretty cute. We suspect they're going to be back in stock at the parks at some point in time, but that's not confirmed yet. But it should be. It's not a limited edition piece. A new handbag inspired by every Disney fan's favorite purple dragon is now also available at Disney World. We found the Figment purse at the ImageWorks in Epcot. It was $39.99. The scrunchy purse is made of purple faux leather, small orange wings stick out of the sides, and the zipper pull is three of the Imagination Pavilion logos in orange, purple, and yellow, Figment's colors. The interior is striped with Figment colors as well, which matches the Figment skirt. The purse also includes a Figment keychain. A series of mysterious new signs have been added to the entrances of the Magic Kingdom in Epcot. Three of the new Epcot logo signs can be found at the park's main entrance. The presence of a tab at the bottom leads us to believe that these will occasionally sport a sign over them to promote either park hours, special event entrances, or maybe just to make it clearer that one of these is exit only. But only time will tell. Similar signs also popped up today at the Magic Kingdom with the WDW iconography from the Walt Disney World Railroad Station. Even though the signs can be changed, the signs that are above these can be changed to fit many needs, these eye-level signs could help direct guests better. We'll have to see what they're used for. News today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two designs of the vehicles are the same. Kids 12 and under are $10 per ride. Adults are $16 a ride. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Magic Kingdom Park saw the return of a fan favorite pass holder perk this morning as we noticed that the pass holder exclusive entrance has come back. When we arrived at the Magic Kingdom this morning, we were delighted to see that bright yellow placard inviting pass holders to use the reserved turnstiles on this busy holiday morning. Near the center of the entrance, though it could move, this entryway is a good way for pass holders to avoid the long lines, although sometimes the other lines are shorter, so keep that in mind. Either way, it's good to see this finally back at the Magic Kingdom. While the Walt Disney World Railroad still isn't quite ready to welcome back guests of the Magic Kingdom, a big sign of its impending return could be seen in Tomorrowland. Train tracks continue to be assembled between Space Mountain and Tron Light Cycle Run. The railroad hasn't operated for guests in over 3 years in order to accommodate the construction of Tron. In recent months, testing has been underway to prepare for its return, though the biggest step, installation of the tracks running underneath Tron Light Cycle Run, was the biggest step still to be completed. It looks like maybe it's mostly done at this point. During a recent trip to Disney's Animal Kingdom, we noticed an unusual addition to Dinoland USA. With the recent removals of Primeval World and the Dino Diner, Dinoland USA has been becoming a ghost town. Unfortunately, this is not a major attraction addition, but nonetheless, simply a pin display truck was added. A truck displays a variety of pins no longer available, thus considered extinct. Claiming to be the world's largest pin truck, the truck displays a variety of pins from Disneyland and Walt Disney World resorts. When we first spotted the truck, Daisy Duck was gazing at the large display of pins. Pins Daisy was gazing at were a mixture of different collections, the Mickey 90th Anniversary, Tiny Kingdoms, and Windows of Magic. The signs inform guests that the pins are not available for sale or for trading. It's only a display to view and learn about the pins displayed and their associated collections or types. In the center of the two displays, a sign invites you again to visit the world's largest pin truck. Someone insinuated that I would buy some sort of truck this week and just put more pins on it to put them to shame, but no. I do not have that time or energy. While not a major attraction, it's nice to see them trying something. What's really weird about this, though, is these are only pins from the last 3 or 4 years, and the truck is supposed to be illustrating the history of Disney pin trading, which goes back to 1999. If you guys want to borrow some stuff from 1999 up until, like, 2019, I'd be happy to lend it to you. An Encanto bus wrap has debuted at Walt Disney World for Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month. Disney shared a photo of the bus wrap featuring Mirabel, Antonio, and Isabella, on the Walt Disney World cast and community Facebook page. There was then a larger image shared later on Disney's Disney Parks Twitter account. It's now driving around Disney World, so you might end up on the Encanto bus. While maintenance is still occurring on the right side of the building's entrance, the rest of the work on the Boca Chica building at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is completed. They have now remodeled the little lobby area in there, as well as all of the rooms to have that new Mary Poppins theme. The rooms in here completely match those of the Disney Vacation Club wing that was just added at Big Pine Key a couple weeks ago, which are not specialty DVC rooms. They're DVC rooms in name, but they are exactly the same as these. Of course, you can watch a video tour of these rooms right here on our YouTube channel. And of course, this will be continuing throughout all of the buildings at the Grand Floridian over the weeks and months to come. Just days after Disney announced the new menu, we were able to try all the new options available from Territory Lounge at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. So I took my WDW News Tonight co-host Nick LoCicero, and we went and tried everything. If you want to watch a video review of our whole experience, it's available right here on the channel. If you want to read a review, it is available at WDWNT.com. But the menu includes, there's bacon on the wire, there's a crazy popcorn sampler, there's all sorts of cool cocktails, a lot of really great stuff. And it may just be the best lounge and the best bar in all of Disney World, but check out the review to find out more. Chipmunk recently reported on news from a German radio report stating that the Global Dream, a 19-story vessel filled with amenities, could be in negotiations for completion. With the original owner, Genting Hong Kong, going into administration due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the massive cruise ship was left unfinished and without a company to complete it. It's now rumored that Disney Cruise Line may be in negotiations with shipyard Meyer Werft to complete the massive vessel. The Global Dream was planned to have 2,500 staterooms and could hold up to 9,000 guests. Meyer Werft, the shipyard behind the Disney Wish, the Disney Dream, and the Disney Fantasy, and the upcoming Disney Treasure, is in negotiations to complete the Global Dream, stating that they're in confidential negotiations with a company to partially complete the ship. Insolvency administrators Brinkman and Partner, those currently under management of the Global Dream, also state that they're in negotiations with various interested parties. However, the completion with Meyer Werft is preferred. With many planned amenities, including the longest roller coaster at sea and the largest cinema at sea, this seems to be a perfect fit for Disney Cruise Line. But this would be the first time ever that Disney Cruise Line bought a ship that wasn't theirs. Disney has done this with hotels before, right? Paradise Pier Hotel, specifically in California. And OLC's actually done this in Japan with the Tokyo Disney Celebration Hotel. Same thing happened. But this would be wild for Disney Cruise Line, who has only ever built their own ships from scratch. Again, it's only a rumor at this point, but a very, very interesting one at that. And I think Disney sees a lot of demand for their cruise business. And so this would allow them to expand faster than they originally, you know, thought they could while they wait for two more ships to be built. They could have another one out much sooner. You join us for a sailing on the Disney Cruise Line's Disney Fantasy. We not long ago stayed in an accessible deluxe family ocean view stateroom. You can read the tour at WDWNT.com or watch the tour right here on our YouTube channel. Marvel Day at Sea will return to the Disney Cruise Line next year, this time on the Disney Dream instead of the Disney Magic. According to Imagineers and New York Comic Con, Marvel Day at Sea will be, quote, bigger than ever with even more activations. They love that word, man. Future cruises may also have, quote, alternate takes on Miss Marvel meeting Captain Marvel. Both characters are featured in the Quantum Encounter show in the Worlds of Marvel restaurant aboard the Disney Wish. These alternate takes would likely debut after The Marvels is released in the summer of 2023. As Japan continues to slowly remove its COVID-19 restrictions, Tokyo Disney Resort has taken the next step by removing their temperature checks before entering the parks as of Friday, October 8th. An Oriental Land Company PR representative confirmed to us that due to the changes in the East and West Japan Amusement Association guidelines, which handle COVID-19 restrictions, Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea abolished their temperature checks at the park entrances, and that started on October 9th. Tokyo Disney Resort and Japan as a whole have been slow to roll back COVID-19 restrictions, but they are open to American tourists as of this week, so you guys can go. I already went, but now everyone can go. It's very exciting. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back, let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, like my recent vlog from Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Click the bell for notifications and also hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. I know our Club 33 and Ultra members are going to have that Zoom with Tom on Monday night. That's this evening. But it's something you can catch every month if you're a WIGS member at those levels. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on WWNT.TV.